What does it mean to have a spiritual awakening? It means that for whatever reason, you've come to a particular kind of moment in your life where you are conscious of being connected to something other than what you've been told to be yourself. So there's you. You as you've been told by others. You that has responded to your environment, thinks, acts, behaves in a certain way that has led to whatever life circumstances you are currently at. Because we're all living our own lives. Like, think about it. So many different people in different places, in unique situations for their unique self, right? Everybody's different. And coming to that point where you feel a connection with something other than that. So a spiritual awakening is very unique because you have to have experienced it to really have a sense of what I'm trying to explain here. It's one of those things. And it is being connected, like I said earlier. And you might ask, okay, connected to what? This what, as with anything in language, it can be called many different things. More than the name it is called, it is the meaning, it is the essence that I want us to connect to. So whether that is God, whether that is source, whether that is divine, whether that is magic. And I hate that there has to be an argument, really, because these are such beautiful names for the power and love and just like mind not able to wrap itself around the true greatness of it all. More than that, like more than words can ever explain. The higher power is another name, but I feel like, you know, that's so, for me, higher power feels very generic. It's like, yeah, you don't want to put this on anything, so let's just make it seem, you know, generic. Higher power. And that's not to take a diss on it or anything. Those are just my opinions and stuff. Anyway, so yeah, essentially that's God, magic. And I like to say this because it's very incredible to me that magic is ordinary and miracles are normal. Like, we don't get to, we're so caught up, right, in what we can see with our eyes and what we know with our mind that we forget to connect with our soul and see the true power in everything, no matter how little or small. But I'm getting away from myself. The question here and what I'm trying to say is, a spiritual awakening is a connection to God. And this happens across the board. That's why religion is very, it's a very human thing, you know, to try and peg these things down in such a way. And I believe that religion certainly is important. My problem with religion is people are not truly convicted by their religion. So they're not, what do I mean by they're not convicted by the religion? We have people saying, oh, I'm of this faith, that faith, Christianity, Islam, the two popular ones, and, you know, 100 others. And we're so caught up in okay, this is what I am. And you're not really that thing, because truly being something means it is a part of you, you know. If religion is not a conviction, it is not a true belief, then it can never be a true embodiment. So I like to tell people that energy never lies. And this is very interesting, because when you're just pretending to be a Christian, when you're just pretending to be a Muslim, to be a Buddhist, to be a Hinduist, I don't know the word, anyway, when you're just pretending in general to be anything that you are not, the energy that comes off is not the energy of the thing you're pretending to be. The energy that comes off is the energy of pretending. So I'm pretending to be a Christian, right? When I do that, the energy that people read off is not, oh, this baby is like a true Christian. They read off the energy of, oh, this person is just pretending to be. And that's why I said it earlier, energy never lies, but it's something that we're told not to pay attention to. We're taught in many different ways. I can't even begin to explain all the ways. We're taught in many ways to really just accept things, not really like pay attention to our gut feelings. So I believe all human beings are psychic. Like, you are a human being, you are connected to a body, mind, soul, a trinity, I like to call it. And this makes you not just body and mind, it makes you body, mind, and soul. And that soul essence is the essence of source. It's like the most authentic essence of source, of infinity, of eternity. Oh, that's so exciting. You know, we don't see ourselves as these beings actually made from God and just here on earth. To be here on earth, and when we're done with that, move on to other things, move on to other realms. Yeah, so don't forget that your soul is eternal. You're not just you here, and you're not just the things that you've been told to be, and you're fragmented from being taught that, you know, you have to be a certain way, the way you are innately. There's something wrong with that. A spiritual awakening is realizing that you are you and you are who you are meant to be. It's oh God, it feels simple to say it that way, but that's what I truly believe, you know. A spiritual awakening, and that's why it's the perfect word, is an opening of eyes. That what you see is just temporary. There's so much more to experience within your soul. Like, think about the powerful ways that the mind itself and the body itself, think about the powerful ways that those two, like, show themselves and manifest and play out your body, the power of your body, like the power of your mind. Think about it in terms of like computers and science and technology and thought and philosophy and art. And then with all this amazingness going on, that third layer of you, that third layer of your trinity, that core that, you know, connects us back. And that's why I said connected in the beginning when I started talking about all this. I just love that some words are very specific. The spiritual awakening. Truly, ladies and gentlemen, I would say that a spiritual awakening is just that. You're waking up to your soul. You're waking up to what it is, what you are, who you are, and what that means for that higher power that we all seek, that higher power that is always driving people to different things. It's crazy, yeah, because you get to explore within, and it truly reminds you that, yes, you are just human, and this is just earth, and you connect that to your mind, you connect that to your body, and you're living your best life. So we always see things as outward. It's a very, let me not get into that. But I was going to say it's a very like masculine energy of like doing things and going out there and pushing them out. But it's like being able to bypass that by going within yourself. So I would say think about it like a video game. When you're concentrating on a video game and you're trying to see, okay, this character does this, this character can do that, they can do this, they can do that, and you're thinking about these other things, these things that are outside of you so much, and you forget to think about, okay, what am I? What do I have? What can I do? Because here's the thing, we're all born as human beings. That's why I also mentioned earlier that all of us are psychic. And all of us, beyond being psychic, all of us, like, your blueprint is so unique. It is literally geared for you. And it is in your system already if you choose to tap into it. So it's just like that. Like, when you focus on, okay, this is the video game, right? This is the player that I'm in. So what are these players' best ability, what comes naturally to them, so that when you're in any situation, the situation is so much easier to navigate. You've already been calibrated, so walk forward. It's not to say that, oh, you know, challenges won't still come your way, oh, every day is a super day, like, nah, none of that bullshit. Because remember, we are still body and mind, we're still living in this earth and this society as we know it to be currently, because man is always changing. Human beings are so dynamic, we're always emitting magic. Remember, guys, these things are normal and they are ordinary. Man, that was a handful to say, but it was exciting for me, truly. Like, it's crazy, guys. It's beyond crazy. This is one of the times where, like, words truly don't surface. It's absolutely mind-blowing and boggling and any other words that start with B. And, yeah, I love it, and I'm here for it. And I'd love to help a lot more people navigate this, because a spiritual awakening can also be a curious thing. People that are stuck in the mentality that the box of religion... And this can be a sensitive topic, but I'm not saying, like, I'm not dissing on religion. I'm saying religion as we can see a majority of our society experiencing it to be. So, like, being tied into certain boxes and, like, being disconnected from this inner you, this part of yourself that is deepest to the core, right? That is deepest to God and, like, so light in vibration. So... so powerful, truly. We forget how powerful we are every day. And guys, like, it's not, let's not even blame it on anybody. Like, it's not anybody's fault. Let's just, that's how society is, unfortunately. So it's truly waking up to things and deciding better. Deciding to consciously choose and walk in the path that you know is natural to you, that is pure. Because that's an issue that people have with a lot of things that concern spiritual awakenings, that it might be connected to the devil or to evil or to this or to that, or, you know, saying that it just, like, this thing is bad. You know, human beings have that trying to cage things. Anyway, I hope you understood that, because I don't feel like I explained it as well as I would want to. But it's something that you truly feel, because we're talking about awareness here, self-awareness. And when you are in a state of self-awareness, you can truly judge for yourself whether it is good or evil. Anyway, a spiritual awakening is an exciting but a hella rough path. Like, so I also read tarot, and a lot of times when I'm reading for people, I get excited when I see signs of a spiritual awakening happening. And, like, when I'm reading for them, I'm like, hey, you're about to have a spiritual awakening. And I also have to explain, like, all the things that come with that awakening. A lot of it is hard, truly. Like, being able to see, that's blinding at first, and it can be very destabilizing. It can be depressing. It can be a time of bitterness and hurt and pain and sadness and sorrow and a lot of things, truly, that you feel, like, down in your stomach. I feel like you feel this heavy emotions, really, like, just if you're a woman, at your womb space, but more importantly, like, your gut area, yeah, it's very heavy there, and your heart, of course, and truly, these things permeate throughout our bodies. But what I'm trying to say is that despite these things, it is for alchemy to happen naturally and turn into something better. So science, energy is never destroyed, yeah, it's only transformed. Remember, I told you we live in a world of magic and miracles are ordinary. So every day, every time, every period as we know it, magic is always happening, alchemy is always happening, things are being transformed, and these things are within and without us. So they're inside and they're outside. Reality is funny because truly it's a reflection. Like, you should see your external reality and also understand that it is a part of your internal reality. It is your interaction from, you know, inside to outside. And remember, we're talking about like that video game scenario where you really have to go inward and figure what is inside that will help me best navigate what is outside. Because you can never be fully ready for what is outside. You can't. Like, human being things, you cannot. I'm sorry. So, instead of trying to do all that when you're just a human being, instead of trying to navigate every like possible circumstance, every possible scenario, every possible thing that is within reach, it's a very egoistic thing to do. And the ego is funny because it's something that I'd want to easily talk shit about, but it has its place, and that I will respect it for. The ego is important, but the ego is it's largely about the mind and about the body. So what I'm trying to say is that don't be stuck in your ego, because while there are times that you need to be in your ego and your ego is actively serving you in the way that it's supposed to, don't be too much in it that you cannot step back and be connected to the core that serves your entire trinity. Because what serves your entire trinity is the quickest way to navigate through life, through your purpose, through relationships, well-being, connection, like all these great things, guys. So what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, a spiritual awakening might be really horrible. It might take forever, like depending on where you're at. And a spiritual awakening doesn't happen once, guys. This is a mistake that I made. I really thought, oh, okay, yeah, I've gone through a spiritual awakening, that's it, I can just guys, I couldn't I had to be woken back up again. And this is going to happen across like board. So yeah, spiritual awakening will happen again and again, because we're still moving, right? We're dynamic and we're still moving and making all these decisions and actions and thereby consequences. So yeah, it's very interesting stuff. That's why I've gotten so excited at different points of saying all this, because truly it is a lot. Like, it's hard to say this in a conversation this short, but I hope all of that was helpful, and I hope that truly it connects to the answer you're looking for. Because oftentimes answers come to us and, well, we don't even see it. So pay attention, guys. Be self-aware. These things are all around us. At any point in your life, you always have what you need. That is a huge comfort to my heart and my soul, to know that because you're connected with Source, you realize that at every point in this physical body, in this mental mind, in this crazy world, you're connected to something that has already given you everything you need and it's inside you. Guys, like, Papa, it's crazy, truly. What can I say? It's crazy. So, yeah, let me go back to being in a place of gratitude where for everyone that listens to this and truly feels connected, I'm grateful to have you hear this, and even more so, I'm honored to be the one to tell you that it's a blessed and honored feeling to be a guide. And I think showing anyone any sort of direction, whether it is literally on a road somewhere, whether it is in school, whether it is in any kind of mentorship, like just showing someone what you know to be true, like genuinely from your heart, there's like, oh God, it's just a lot of love, you know. That's why you get to see the polarity of things, where even though humans are capable of a lot of hate, they're also capable of twice as much love. So let's keep that in mind and truly just try to get into that state of understanding things, that presence and that self-awareness. And I pray that it leads you to where you need to go. So have a good day. Bye.